Your Present Trial, James Smith, Comfort for Christians. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. All things? Yes, everything that happens to the Christian is directed and overruled by God's special providence for His good. The experience may be very bitter, it may lay him very low and try him to the core. It may keep him in the dust for a long time, but it will do him good, not only in the end, but while it lasts. Believer, your present trial is for your good. Nothing could be better for you. You may not see it now, you may even feel as if you never could think so, but the time is coming when you will bless God for it. You love God, and God loves you with an infinite and eternal love. You came to the cross as a poor sinner, and you look to the Lord Jesus to be your perfect Savior. This proves that you have been called according to God's purpose. You are one of God's beloved ones, and as such, you may have the assurance that all things, light and darkness, health and sickness, hatred and love, prosperity and adversity, life and death, will work together for your good. Dark clouds bring rich blessings, and sharp winters introduce fruitful springs. Even so, sore troubles often precede the sweetest consolations. Your present affliction, whether it is sickness of body, trouble of mind, bereavements, losses, crosses, or whatever else, is working for your good. It will work for your good in the future, and it is working for your good now. While your heart is bleeding, and you are tempted to think that all is against you, all is working together for your good. Dear Lord, I do not see how my affliction can be good for me, but help me, Lord, to accept it as such by faith, so that I may receive what you have for me through it. We also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. Romans 5:3-4.